News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Co-chair of the Economic Programme Oversight Committee, EPOC, Keith Duncan, has expressed optimism that the economic growth momentum seen over the past few quarters will be sustained. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin recently reported that the economy grew by 2.2% during the April to June quarter. This was driven by 15.5% growth in the agriculture sector and 31.6% growth in the mining industries.
As growth levels continue to increase quarter over quarter, we are hopeful that with an accommodative monetary policy enabling growth in credit to the private sector, the stimulus provided by the significant increase in capital expenditure, and an overall optimism for a stronger economy, as evidenced by the surveys, stronger economy by both business and consumers, this growth momentum will continue.
Mr. Duncan adds that the prevailing monetary conditions in the domestic market, spurred by the Bank of Jamaica, are increasingly accommodative and likely to drive higher than anticipated private sector credit growth, which rose to 16% in July. The work of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has been boosted with the purchase of three garbage trucks valued at just under $25 million each. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, says these are among 12 units to be procured this year.
These three trucks would make a total of 30 new trucks that this administration has provided since we took office in 2016. By the end of this year, early January, an additional 12 trucks will complement the fleet, and by year end 2019, we are looking at close to 50 brand new trucks for the National Solid Waste Management Authority.
The trucks will be deployed to communities in the western and northeastern regions, as well as the Kingston metropolitan area. Teachers, students and parents now have access to a fully functional website to assist preparations for the Primary Exit Profile, PEP. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the website was specially created by the ministry in support of the rollout of the new exam.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is pleased to update and advise that the special website created for the Primary Exit Profile exam is up and running. The URL is www.moey.gov.jm/PEP. We encourage our parents, teachers, and students to visit the site and make use of the available resources.
Minister Reid notes that PEP sensitization sessions are being held at various levels and advised persons experiencing challenges to indicate these to the ministry as soon as possible. And motorists could soon be required to clear traffic tickets before renewing their driver's license. That's the word from Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. Minister Chuck also had a special warning for bus and taxi operators.
I want to send a message on those of you who know the taxi drivers and bus men. Their days are numbered. We're working very diligently to ensure that every single ticket that has been imposed for the last 8 or 10 years, that the fee will be collected. All of those unpaid tickets will be put against the driver's license of those individuals and against the vehicle that was being driven.
Noting that 65,000 persons did not pay fines for the first 6 months of this year at the Kingston Traffic Court alone, Minister Chuck said the government remains committed to the robust enforcement of the road code. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. Prime Minister, the Honorable Andrew Holness wants to share plans with you on the development of our country. Join us for a town hall meeting at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 25, 2018. Come share ideas with the Prime Minister, the Minister of National Security, Dr. Horace Chang, the Minister Without Portfolio in the Minister of Finance and the Public Service, the Honorable Favel Williams, and the UDC Chairman, Senator Ransford Braham. We want to hear from you on Thursday, October 25 at 6 p.m. on the southern lawns of National Heroes Park. Be there!